Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us, as he always does, Mervyn Abrams is who is the program coordinator. Thank you for doing so. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Howard. Doing very well, and good morning to all your listeners.
So what did you find when you, first of all, how have we done from a food pricing perspective in September? Has there been an increase, decrease, stayed the same? What's been your finding?
So our finding is that there has been a slight decrease on the average cost of the basket of 44 foods across the country. And that slight decrease is to the value of 21 rand and 64 cents.
Right.
But of course, that decrease is off a massive spike that we saw between July and August. So just as an example, to give you some of those figures, so that we can put the decrease into context. So in the Johannesburg area, our basket increased in August by 143 rand, and in September dropped by 88 rand. In Durban, it increased by 161 rand and dropped by 17 rand in September. And in Pietermaritzburg, it increased by 128 rand in August in the aftermath of the unrest.
Right.
And now in September has dropped by 14 rand and 70 cents. So there's a slight decrease, but also very, very high base.
Right. So are these fluctuations normal? Is this what you expect to see month on month?
So we do expect to see some level of fluctuation because part of our basket of food are fresh vegetables, so for instance, potatoes and onions and so on, and these are seasonal, and when they are in production, then of course the prices come down, and when they are not in production, the prices go up. What we are surprised by, though, is that the consistent higher than, so there would be a massive spike, whether it be because of the unrest or a petrol price increase, and we never return back to that base again, even though we have decreases in a few months. So the trajectory continues to be one of expensive and unaffordable food prices.
And where does that fault lie? Does that lie with the suppliers, or does that lie at the supermarket or the retail level? In other words, prices now have gone up. Somebody's saying, well, okay, people are used to paying it. I'm not going to decrease prices next month when I can. Where does that, are you able to ascertain where that fault lies?
Howard, that is really the million-dollar question in the food pricing scenario in South Africa, because our system is so intransparent that it is very difficult for us to say exactly where the increase is happening along the value chain and whether that increase is actually justified based on the value that is being added. So, for instance, we know what the farm gate prices are and what farmers get, because that's readily available. Then we also have our data of what we see in the retail stores. But, of course, in between those two areas, there are so many other players. And it's interesting that the Competition Commission has come up with a report that say that there's a very high concentration in our food value system. And that, more often than not, leads to increases in the system because you really cannot see where those increases are. So really our food system is infragile, and really our food system needs to be looked at very seriously and unbundled, actually, if we are ever to bring prices to an affordable level.
And in terms of the difference in pricing between Johannesburg, Durban, Pietermaritzburg, Cape Town and Springbok, what did you find there when you looked at the same basket of food?
Yeah, so we saw, you know, it fluctuates across the country, and that often has to do with transport and logistics, etc. But when we look, for instance, at Joburg, there is a 2% drop. So it's generally a drop all around the country. In Joburg, in Cape Town, the drop was 0.6%. In Springbok, it was 0.7%. And so it is generally a drop right across the country. But of course, the Western Cape, the food prices tend not to increase by the same margin as in other parts of the country. And of course, Springbok increases more because it is such an isolated little town.
Right, that's transport, yeah. And nobody wants to go there.
No,
sorry,
I mean,
that's rude.
There are people living there.
Yeah, but it can't be by choice, Mervyn. It can't be. Either way, and you know, and from what I understand, Cape Townians won't pay higher prices, so that's why. No, I'm now being very, very, very facetious, and I apologize for that. No, so it's actually very, it would make sense, for example, that Springbok would be higher. It would also make sense that Cape Town would be low because of I guess, I don't know how much of this basket would be imported, probably very little of it.
No, I mean, It is a strange factor which we are still trying to understand, because a lot of what is in the basket also gets transported to Cape Town. So, for instance, maize meal. I mean, maize is grown in the Free State and mainly. So that has transport. Rice also. Fresh vegetables, of course, is grown in and around the city of Cape Town. So that is a shorter supply line. But yet Cape Town consistently comes out lower. So, you know, and we just cannot absolutely put our finger as to exactly why. Whether it is just that retailers know they cannot, charge at a particular rate because there are just too many retail stores available to people, and that they can go and shop and find the cheapest price. And that often also pushes down the retail prices, if there is a lot of competition. And then, of course, the other reason is if there is a very vibrant informal sector, then that sector also pushes down the prices in the formal retail stores, because a lot of people would, for instance, as an example, tomatoes, which is quite expensive, and a lot of people tell us they would rather buy it from an informal trader, because they can buy 3 or 4 tomatoes, what they need, whilst if they go to a formal retail store,
right,
they would
right,
have to buy
per, more.
Per kg,
right.
Et cetera. So that all plays a role in
very,
keeping
very
prices down.
Very interesting. That is where we do need to leave it. Mervyn Abrahams, who is the program coordinator at the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group.